Tonight's Shir Simon Resh Beis, Si'if Tezvav through Yud Ches. Si'if Tezvav. Al HaSukar Mevarech Shahakol V'chein HaMoed Seitz Kanem Mesukos Shahakol. The bracha on sugar is Shahakol, and one who sucks on sugar cane also says Shahakol. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Ayin Gimel Al HaSukar on sugar, Perush. Sheba'artzo Sam, in their lands, Gedalim kanim mesukim, they grow reeds that are sweet. V'soichten osam, they squeeze them out. Umevashlin meimehim, then they cook the liquid. Ad sheyikpe v'yidme lemelach, and then it hardens and becomes granular like salt. Sefkan ayindal shahakol, the brach is shahakol. So lo adifim idvash tamar, it's no different than honey from date. Dechashvin leirakezeya ba'alma, we consider it like just zeya, perspiration of the fruit. Uvirchaso shahakol, the bracha shahakol. V'kol shkem v'zen, certainly in this scenario, shenishtano aydei bishul, that it's actually altered through cooking. So the bracha on the granular sugar is shahakol. Sifkan ayin hei v'chein ha-motzei, similarly, if you suck, perish meaning, shemotzeitz k'nei ha-sukur ba'atzma, if you were to suck the sugar cane itself, sifkan ayin vav, the bracha shahakol. Gam kein mitam, and that's also the same as the previous reason. Daha hakone ba'atzmo hu eitz ba'alma. The reed itself, the cane itself, is a piece of wood. V'efshlo achol, it's not edible. El sheyesh bo mesikus, but there is a sweetness in it. V'im kein lo odiv ha'moitzitz es ha'mesikus me eitz me ilusach es azeh azos usheso. So sucking on the sweetness from the cane, from the wood, is no different than squeezing out the liquid and drinking it that way. And therefore the bracha shahakol. The Kasa b'chayodim writes, do adin haloyes shoyresh shakor licorice, the same way through anything you suck, if you suck on a root, that's called licorice. Gam ken ein mevorech el shahakol, the bracha will only be shahakol. The gam hu eitz ba'alma, it is also an edible like wood. El sheyesh bo tam asok, but it has a sweet flavor. V'dan you should know, even though the Shulchan Aruch tells us the halacha without any machlokes that sugar and sugar cane is shahakol, the emes yesh b'zedeus bein rishonim, there's machlokes rishonim, machlokes tur in the Rambam, k'moshem uva tur beis Yosef, this is born in tur in the beis Yosef, u'misveika pasuk levar shahakol, and the conclusion is, in the case of doubt, so we'll say shahakol. The b'zei yoytzim b'di'ev the kliyama, because everyone agrees shahakol is a bracha that works for everything. V'ulam b'di'evet, however b'di'evet, in berch b'ore p'ya'etz o b'ore p'ya'dama, if he would have said b'ore p'ya'etz or b'ore p'ya'dama on sugar or the cane sugar, yotzi, he would be yoytzim. V'chein, and similarly, b'tzukah shalonu shenasem b'burikas, our sugar that is made from beets, gam kein yesh l'varach l'chadchile shahakol, the bracha l'chadchile shahakol. But if you did say Berpi Adam on our beet sugar, Yotze, he would be Yotze. Question B'yarat Yakol, the Be'er Locha, and I can explain all this in Be'er Locha, look there. It's a very lengthy Be'er Locha, going through the opinions of what is the correct bracha to make in this situation on sugar or that which comes from the sugar cane. And the Rambam is the one who maintains that the bracha is shahakol, and the Be'er Locha writer brings the Tur who disagrees. You can't compare this to the Vash of Tamarim, because the date is meant to eat as a date, and the Devash is secondary, and therefore the Devash Tamarim is Zeyba Alma. Over here, no one eats sugar cane. The whole thing is for the sugar. So then it should be no different than olives, that the oil from an olive is Barah Piyah Eitz. The bracha on the juice from the cane should be a bar p'yetz too. And the Beis Yosef says it's a reasonable argument. The chumra, which we chash for the Rambam. Anyway, shahakol works on everything. And a whole discussion. And then there's another issue about sucking. Is sucking on something less than eating it? So there's a whole issue here that he goes through. The bottom line is, it is shahakol. And it's going to be shahakol whether you eat the sugar or suck on the sugar or use sugar from beets. And the post can want to say this is probably the marker for chewing gum. That we say shahakol, even though we don't eat the gum, we just swallow when we chew on it, while you swallow when you suck on the sugar cane. So this should be the source of anything where you're just sucking and swallowing, even though you don't eat the actual item, you're going to make a shahakol bracha. Se'iv tezayin, al pilpel v'zangvil yiveshim, on dry pepper, dry ginger, v'al ha'clove shel girufli v'tzaloymar neglach, and on cloves, v'chol kiyotz v'zer, anything like that, shein derech lo'ochlam el ayde torves, no one eats them straight up. These are things that are eaten with mixtures, then eim avarech aleim klum, if you choose to eat it by itself, there is no bracha to be said on it. At all. No bracha at all. Mishnah Berurah, Sefkan Ayin Zayin Zignevil, Humashakarn Ingber, we call it Ingber, that's ginger. Sefkan Ayin Ches V'chol Kiyotze, anything similar could go on. Gal Gin V'tzitva, these are different spices. Sefkan Ayin Tes V'chol Derech P'chul, no one eats it straight up. Perish V'ochel Levata, but he does. He's going to eat it by itself. L'fikachem V'vorech Leim Klum, there is no bracha on these things. She'ein hano'o ba'achilason k'shem yiveshim. We don't get any benefit from eating them when they are dry. V'im ochlan im tsukur k'dam, but if you sweetened it with sugar and then ate it, mevarach bar pi adama, then you would make a bracha bar pi adama. Shulchan Aruch Sif Yud Zayin. Al egoiz muskot bar pi eitz, on nutmeg, that's the taich I have on Mishnah Berurah, that's nutmeg, you make a bar pi eitz. Val kanila ratzlomet simran, which we translated as cinnamon, barei pri adama. The bracha is about pri adama. Mishnah Berurah sefkan pei. Barei pri eitz, on this egos muskot, we say barei pri eitz, the pri is a fruit. Uregilin gamkin la'archlam b'yovish, people would eat it dry. Umish yeshul shilshul, if a person has diarrhea. V'nois natar hashecher muskot kadei sheyatzar, and they add this nutmeg to their beer to help them stop the diarrhea. Im einot same, if he's not thirsty, v'enoshoise el refuah, his whole intent to drink is for refuah, ha-muskot ikr, then the muskot is the ikr, v'ashecher tofel, and the beer is incidental, mavarach bar p'eitz, so he should make a bar p'eitz. K'mo gabi shemen le'el v'siftal, they will learn by shemen, back in siftal, by oil, by specifically olive oil. Vimhu ta'a ta'ev lishtos ha-shechar gam lofa. But let's say he was thirsty for the beer even without the medicinal quality. Afal pi shenois nazterecha ha-muskot before, even though he adds the nutmeg for refuah to heal him, since he's thirsty and he wants to drink, ha-shechar ikar, the main thing is the beer, umavarach shahakol, he says shahakol, uportes ha-muskot, and it covers the nutmeg. For I didn't gabi shemalea, we said the same thing before with olive oil. If he's thirsty for the beet juice mixed with the olive oil, even though he adds the olive oil because he has a sore throat, he still makes a bracha on the beer, shahakol, if it's the majority. Sifkan pe aleph, on the cinnamon, he makes bar pe adama. Ki hu gadel al ha'aretz k'mo kanim, it grows on the ground like reed, u'egim gankin l'orach li'op yovish, and people would eat it when it's dry. So I'm not sure what this is. It's called cimarin. All the Mishnah Berurah say the Rabam kinamon, it's cinnamon. My understanding is that cinnamon that we know of grows on a tree called a cinnamon tree. It's from the bark of a cinnamon. And it's not like kanim that grows on the oritz. So, if the Mechaber says it's bar pi adama, I don't think it's our cinnamon. I don't know what it is. You know, the translation of cimarin is cinnamon, but it's not our cinnamon. So maybe there's something else that they're calling cinnamon. I don't know. Maybe it's allspice. I have no idea. I don't know what it is, but I know that our cinnamon grows on trees. So it's probably something else. Sif Yud Ches. We said in Sif Tezayin that dry pilpil and zangvil get no bracha. Al pilpil v'zangvil k'shem yivit letuvim, but if the pepper and ginger are moist and not dry, then we make a bracha bar pi adama. The Ramah concludes, kol ha'peiros shiyodeh behem shem ikra pi. Any fruit that we know is the main fruit, mevarach aleihem, the bracha is bar pi eitz. Lusha ein anikir pri, if it's not the main fruit, the bracha is bar pi adama. Vimhu mesupik bo imu ikur priyam lo. And if you're not sure if it's the ikur or not, we say bora priya damux, it's more encompassing. Vim any dea mahu, and if you have no idea, mevar shahak is a shahakom. So this is just the general rule. When you have a tree that bears a main fruit and a secondary edible part, the main fruit is ha'etz, the secondary is ha'dama, and I think that's what we mentioned about grape leaves. Grapes that grow on vines are ha'etz, the grape leaves would be ha'dama, it's the secondary, and that's the rule. The main is it, and if you're not sure which it is, then you can make an ha'dama and you're covered anyway. And the very last thing he says, if you have no clue, you say shahakol. Mishtabur sifkan pei beis, v'tuvim v'chulum. Pepper and ginger that are moist are bar pi adama. Dizang v'laf peruhu ela shiroshim min ha'etz tachas hakarka. Ginger is not a fruit. It's actually a root from the tree that grows under the ground. Ulpilpilin, as far as pepper go, afal gav de gedein al, even though it grows on a tree, kimin de'ein noitin el adas ha'yisyavshu, since it's planted to be dried out, v'yachlu ruban shechukim v'tarobas kitavin, and most of them are eaten, ground up, mixed into food. V'yachon levadon el afam, it's only really eaten by itself. Karvadavar she'yavorcho al zeh shahakol, it's likely the bracha shahakol. Kmo kaira, b'reish simin reish dal, like kaira on a tree, we'll learn about later, simin reish dal. But since some are eaten when they are moist, not because some people planted for that as well. Therefore, it's very dumb. The pepper we're talking about is not your green peppers or red peppers that are vegetables that are brought up here. He's talking about the black peppercorns, and evidently there's some kind of tree that it grows on. And therefore, to be a havamina to say Barapia Eitz, but he's saying no, it's not Barapia Eitz because it's not meant for it to be eaten as a fruit, and people don't eat it like that. The ikur is to dry it and grind it and add it to other foods, and some people will plant it to eat it moist, so mamelis, that's the secondary use, and therefore the brachas Barapia Adam if you do. Sifkan Pei Gimel, v'she'enon ikur ha'pri v'chol, if it's not the main fruit of the tree, Canal v'sifav, we learned this in Sifav. V'ayin l'kamon b'reishim in Reishvav v'shtepura. And look ahead of Reishvav in the Mishtepura there as well. So if it's the secondary product from the tree, the brachas will be adama. Sifkan peidav, v'emim musubkan, let's say you're not sure. What does it mean you're not sure? Haino achar shalomad, that means you learned, and you studied, and you try to figure it out. V'eino yachal levad, you cannot get it clear. Then you could talk about saying a Barapia Adama because you're not sure. Al Mishlo Lamat, but you didn't learn, and therefore I don't know. Lo Yorcha, don't eat it. You can't say, well, I don't know, so I'll just make Adama because for sure it's good. Is this a fruit? Is it a vegetable? We'll make an Adama. It works for both. No, you don't know? Go find out. You try to find out, and you go through the Sugi, and you still have the Safik, then we could talk about making an Adama. But ignorance is not a license to just make an adama and eat it because you're not sure if it's adama or eitz. Sifkan pehe barei pri adama. If a mesubik, if it's eitz or hadama, or if it's ikur pri or not, we say barei pri adama. She'af imu pri eitz, because even if it was the pri eitz, yatsa b'di'evet v'yachas b'adama. B'di'evet, the pri adama would work. Okay, the kamam simnei we learn the simnei shvav. The barei pri adama covers pri eitz as well. So if it's taka, legitimate safik, so you make a barei pri adama. Sifkan pei vav, mahu. You don't know what it is at all? Say shahakol. Again, hainu shema hu min shvus shahakol. That means it might be a bracha shahakol. It might not. You're not sure. What does it mean you're not sure? It means you went through the halachas. You went through the sugi. You're still not sure. You make shahakol. And that's the case of the sugar cane. So big machlokes we showing him. What's the bracha on sugar cane? So we end up, okay, so say shahakol. The shittas will hold that way, and the other shittas are made, it'll work. The same achilas washba and the rush we had. If you cook the fruits, does the liquid, the broth, take on the brachas? In these cases, we could come out and say, okay, make shahakol. But I'm just ignorant. I don't know brachas. I'll make shahakol. Shahakol is for everything. No, you don't have the right to just make shahakol and everything because you don't know the halachas. You have to learn the halachas. And if after learning the halachas, you still don't know what to do, then we could talk about making a shahakol because the shahakol is the all-encompassing bracha.